Well, we're both feet into 2021. Kim, let's just dive in. Where are we with any big news in agriculture?
Well, I think the big news this last week is out of Russia. You go about 3-4 weeks ago, they announced that they were going to put an export tax on their wheat of about 25 euros. That's about $30 a metric ton, or around 82 cents in U.S. prices. They announced this last week that they may increase that to 50 euros. That's $60 a ton, or $1.65 for U.S. wheat prices. Of course, the WASD came out this week. There's some surprises in there and some good price movements. And then the winter seedings report came out. Oklahoma wheat per planted acres up about 1%. Higher all winter wheat acres were up, and hard red winter wheat acres were up 4 or 5%.
Well, let's dive in first to the WASD. You mentioned there were some big changes in there.
Well, not for wheat. There wasn't, I mean, they lowered wheat a little bit, you know, from 28.7 billion bushels to 28.4 worldwide, ending stocks from 11.8 to 11.5. But there was very little changes in the hard wheat or the bread flour producers in the ending stocks. So not much impact on wheat prices. But corn's a different situation. They lowered the corn production from 45.1 billion bushels down to 44.6. They lowered the ending stocks from 11.5 billion bushels to 11.2. Now that's world. On the United States, they lowered it from 14.5 to 14.2. Ending stocks from 1.7 to 1.6. Remember last year we were over 2 billion bushels ending stocks in soybeans down to 140 million bushels. You know, it's 909 million. In 18 is 525 million in 19. I mean, that is tight. Soybean stocks, and as you could guess, soybean prices took off like a scalded dog.
With all that WASD information, did that impact the forward contract prices?
To a certain degree, it didn't do very much to wheat. It changed a couple cents here and there. But corn, in the next couple hours after the report, increased 33 cents from 425 in Medford, Oklahoma to 458. Soybeans increased 21 cents from 1081 to 1102. Corn was stalled out a little bit on their upward trend, broke out the top on that, and beans just kept running. Cotton prices went up from about 79.5 cents to 81 cents. So some good price moves in corn, soybeans, and cotton.
Now, to jump back to what you were talking about with Russia, the export tax, that seems like some pretty good news for Oklahoma wheat prices, but will that actually impact the price of wheat in any of those places?
Oh, yeah. It's raised the world price of wheat. We got about 40 cents down that 25. We may get another 60 or cents or so on this last, but Putin is disappointed. He wanted to essentially cap his wheat price. But what happened when he said, we're going to put a tax on, that increased the demand for other countries, raised their price, and raised the Russian price. So he's not getting that full 82 cents or $1.60. He's maybe getting half or a third of it.
Let's look forward to, say, June. You know, June's only a couple months away now. It's weird saying that. But as we look at June, what do you think wheat prices will be in Oklahoma?
When we get to June and the wheat gets to the elevator, I'll tell you what the price is. Remember that a number by itself has no value. But a number, say, the forward contract price of $5.80 for wheat. What does that mean? Well, if your break-even's $4.75, that means you got $1.10. If it was $4.80 last year and it's $5.80 this year, that's another dollar. You've got the opportunity to calculate and see what that means to you, whether or not you're making money. So I think these forward contract prices give us some potential to lock in some profit. The uncertainties are production, so I wouldn't get crazy with it, but I think I would take a little bit of it just in case it did go in the tank later on.
Okay, well, we'll let you get back to screaming out the good news. Okay, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.